You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have another transformative week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, there's a lunar eclipse in Libra, allowing us to see where we need equilibrium in our relationships. Our planet of action, Mars, has been in Pisces for the last few days, amping up the need to work on our spiritual goals. And Venus will make the most alignments over these next 7 days, enunciating the need to work on relationships and financial issues. There's a smidge of good luck and social vibes at the beginning of the week. Then, mental vibes will be present till the 29th, intersecting imagination and confusion, emotional sensitivity, solitude, more psychic energy, and romance. So with this variety of energies occurring till the 29th, our moods may be all over the place, where one moment we feel fine, the next minute we feel discouraged, the next minute we're needing to decompress and need some space to ourselves, and another moment we may just crave adventure. On top of that, with this romantic energy, it's going to be a steady stream of that, considering we have all these Venus alignments occurring. So our focus will 100% go to our relationships, romantic relationships, but also our close unions. So this week has a heavy emphasis on relationships. I mean, considering we're having a lunar eclipse in Libra, that will definitely emphasize and magnify those types of things. And intersecting this romantic energy, solitude and a smidge of good luck will be present. And I will have to say, even with that solitude there, we may need a little bit of space, but we might fight that urge and just go on an adventure to decompress, because there's more of a social energy going on towards the weekend, even with that solitude, with Venus making a sextile to Uranus. So yeah, what a week. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. About 72 hours ago, Mars entered Pisces, adding to that super pile of Piscean planets that we currently have. So currently, we have 4 planets in Pisces. We've got Mars there now, we've got Saturn, Venus, and Neptune. So there is some major Piscean energy occurring right now at this moment. And we haven't had Mars here in a couple of years, almost 2 years to be exact. The last time Mars was here was on April 14th of 2022. It usually takes Mars about 2 years or so to go through the entire zodiac due to its orbit and, of course, its retrograde situation that it has every 2 years or so. Around that time in 2022, we were having that Jupiter-Neptune conjunction, and so this Mars is going to get the opportunity to go over that point once it reaches about 23 degrees of Pisces. And so that may activate some things from that 2 year period when we had that connection. So this will further activate Piscean themes in our lives and also on a world stage. But yeah, since the sign of the tethered fish is now paired with Mars, this is going to give us the urge to seek out Piscean things. Over these next 6 weeks, the way we initiate things, our temperament, how we experience passion, what motivates us, how we seek victory, how we pursue things, our romantic life, and by romantic life, I mean our sex life, will carry out through the Piscean lens. So with this energy, it's not as high octane as some of the other Mars placements that we deal with. So this is going to be a tamer Mars. It's not to say that we won't get energized to some degree, because we will, but there may be less of a sense of urgency with an energy like this. So in a lot of ways, it's a tamer pairing than some of the other Mars placements. We tend to take action through our gut instincts and any intuitive downloads that we're having. So it could be a period where we're acting more on our instincts rather than feeling energized or through logical things. Matter of fact, we may act on things due to their abstraction. In other words, we may feel more open to act on things that are more right brain in nature or situations that are just not quantifiable. Since Piscean energy deals with the things that we can't see with the naked eye, it may be a time that we feel more motivated towards something more spiritual. And also because of this, there's a little less extroversion in this energy. So this may be a period that we feel more introspective than typical, especially with that huge Pisces stellium we have going on. Even though we're in Aries season, even though we have some other planets that are going to rev us up in some ways, we still may take a step back and be more reflective than typical. Another cool thing about this energy in terms of how it pairs with Mars is Piscean energy is about losing ourselves in fantasy and being swept away by that, However, a lot of the times it doesn't manifest into anything concrete. But paired with Mars, this may be a time where we're taking action on some of our dreams. So this next 6 weeks may be a stage where you're able to take some of those concepts and put them into action for yourself. Coming back to creativity, this may be a time where you feel more driven than typical to come back or initiate something when it comes down to art, music, writing, or other creative projects. So for those who create things, this may be a period where you're feeling energized in that way. And this is where I say that right brain activation really gets a boost from this energy because it does bring in a lot of encouragement to get these things going. Especially if you've been in some sort of artistic block for a while, this is excellent energy for breaking through that and finally being able to get back into a flow state. Because Mars rules physicality as well and the way we move our bodies, the way we work out, this may be a period to try workouts that are more Piscean influenced. And in some ways, those Piscean influenced type of workouts may be restoring in some sort of way. So it could be stuff like yoga, Pilates, swimming, or even other things that get you into a flow state like steady state cardio or martial arts. So this might be a time to release energy in a way that brings in some sort of catharticism. Coming back to the action that we may experience with our gut instincts, this is one of those energies that helps us be psychically alert, very alert in this energy. So some of the ways we experience our intuition or dreams may feel more amplified, more active in this energy. Especially if you've had some moments where you've been psychically stuck, this may be a period where you're having something of a psychic breakthrough in this energy. So this next 6 weeks is a stage where our precognition may be on fire, our hunches may be just higher than usual, or we're feeling like we're tapped into a higher source of knowledge out of nowhere. Temperament-wise, this is not the most angry Mars. It's not to say that our tempers can't flare up under this energy, but it may be a slow burning point within this. We might feel like crying it out to release energy. Mars is how we exert our energy, and so that could be more possible in this. And again, not to say that people's tempers can't rile up. There are definitely some alignments that are going to activate tempers, especially with the Mars-Pluto alignment that's going to happen and the Mars-Saturn conjunction. But in this energy, they have a tendency to let things slide a little more than they typically do. But that does lead me to the lower expression of this energy, because there's always a lower vibration of a planet sign pairing, including one like this. So because of all of the emotion paired with Mars and the slow burn that happens temperament-wise, there may be moments where pent-up anger gets released. Or making decisions on emotions, acting on emotions and impulse rather than logic can be another expression of this, and that can be problematic. Another thing we need to be aware of is acting passive-aggressively in this energy. Sometimes in this energy in its lower form, it could be ultra-submissive, but it can come out in the form of passive-aggressiveness. On the flip side, it can be situations where people behave in a petty manner or are very sneaky, disingenuous, very covert in their actions and nature. Another thing with this is we do need to be mindful of our bodies and our physicality, because stamina in this energy can ebb and flow, and so our stamina may feel faint at times in this energy. A lot of Piscean energy leads to feeling sleepy. And because Mars gets watered down in this, it can be moments where we don't feel as encouraged as we typically do, or we just don't feel motivated or energized. Another thing with this energy is we need to be aware of avoiding taking action on important things in our lives, and sometimes that can manifest in this. It can manifest as reckless behavior, escapism, and escapism can be anything. It could be food, it could be alcohol, it could be substances, but it could also be binge watching shows, going on a Twitch binge watching stream. Meanwhile, our problems are piling up in the background and we're not taking care of them. It's so easy to get into a lethargic or just lax state in this energy, so you definitely want to be mindful of that. So if you catch yourself doom scrolling on social media, this is definitely a time to make sure you're checking yourself and you're not losing yourself in any of these other pastimes. So yeah, Pisces season may be over, but all of this Piscean energy is not going anywhere for a while. Let's use it for its cool abilities and all of the positive things that come with Pisces energy. The 25th is a jam-packed day full of planetary transits. We've got that Libra eclipse going on, which of course I'm making a separate podcast for, but we also have a bunch of alignments that are very much tied to that lunar eclipse that are occurring on that day. And mostly, it's a barrage of unconstructive alignments. The sun's going to make a semi-square with Uranus on that day. And so this may be a Monday where suddenly things are just out of sorts, especially concerning our confidence, anything to do with self-expression, anything to do with our ego. And an energy like this is mixed bag because it can have us acting over the top one moment and then doubting ourselves the next. This is where I was saying with some of those vibes on the graph, everything is very much mixed where one moment you're feeling great, next moment you're just feeling like you just don't want to be bothered. This type of energy can have that sort of thing. So one moment we may be feeling arrogant. We may be dealing with people who are arrogant or just people who are very boastful with their ego and do things for shock value. But on the flip side of that, it may be a day where we're feeling deflated or we're having to give a pep talk to someone who's feeling deflated. It could be a day of feeling very self-conscious. It could be a day of feeling like you're not expressing yourself the right way or just you feel like you're coming off wrong to other people and it's making you feel more self-conscious and nervous. So an energy like this can cause us to feel really off kilter. Then that same day, continuing with Monday's energies, Mars and Pluto will be in a transit that's usually not the most comfortable because it brings out the touchier nature in people. So a vibe like this could lead to situations where people are more agitated than typical. People are more competitive than typical. People are exerting dominance more so than usual. And so all of that can lead to altercations. And this is what I was describing with the Mars and Pisces situation. Hopefully the Mars and Pisces situation waters this down so it's not as intense because this could be a very intense energy to deal with, especially because it brings in an argumentative tone and you're dealing with confrontational people. And sometimes within this energy, people tend to get physical when it comes down to their anger. So it can bring out intensified feelings of just being aggravated, power struggles, or even feeling powerless. On top of that, Venus is making a semi-square with Pluto as well. And Venus will also be connected with Chiron in an uncomfortable alignment the next day. So with this alignment with Venus and Pluto, this may have us reassessing situations with our relationships, our finances, and romantic scenarios. So it could be a day of looking at things for what they are. And sometimes in this energy, we have to be careful because the truth may be something that we've been suspecting for a while, like dubious behavior. However, it may be like we're finally getting an answer that, okay, yeah, no, this is not a problematic thing. But because of the raised suspicion that this energy brings, this may be a time where we're more revved up than typical, especially when it comes down to trusting others. And so it might be a day of piecing things together that may not be true. And so we need to be careful within this energy. If something is wrong, generally with this, if you're in a problematic situation where there's smoke, there's fire, that's generally the one where, yeah, something's going on. But if it's a stable situation, it may not be the case. So you want to be aware of accusations and things like that. So even with the Venus Chiron thing that we feel on Tuesday, it's a hard alignment. And sometimes it can be one where we feel doubtful about certain things with relationships and we can feel triggered about relationship scenarios that didn't really necessarily go right. However, it does give us the nudge needed to start working on that, start working on clearing our minds, start working on doing the things we need to do in order to attract the right types of relationships to us. So it can help us seek out ways to heal old behavior that causes us to self-sabotage in relationships or even with money situations. By the time we get to the 27th, Mars is going to also make a semi-square with Chiron. So just like the situation with Venus, it could be a day where we're having to check ourselves. Either it's we're having to check ourselves because of our temper or because we're not asserting ourselves in situations. So with the way this could manifest, it can show us the importance of talking about how we feel, expressing some emotion, and by emotion, allowing ourselves to get irritated by things. Sometimes people suppress their irritation, sometimes people suppress their anger, and that's not okay. Obviously, there needs to be healthy assertion, and this is one of those things that shows us that we need to speak up at times and stand up for ourselves in a lot of situations. On the flip side, temperament-wise, this can show where we've been maybe too aggressive and where being overly competitive is a hindrance to us. And the importance of taming our temper and learning the art of regulating our temper and our emotions and our impulses. So even though these energies are uncomfortable, it does give us the nudge needed to work on these things. By the time we get to the 28th, we get some much needed relief with Venus making a sextile to Uranus. So over the next bunch of days, we'll have this harmonious connection carrying us through. And this is where I was saying, even though we have the solitude energy, it's going to be a period where we're wanting to just shake off a lot of the stress. We're wanting to get out of any ruts we've been in. And we'll feel inspired to consider how to improve our financial and romantic situations. Romantically, this may be a phase to examine how we can make alterations that will enhance our love lives and lead to fulfillment. Also, a vibe of this nature helps us get out of our comfort zone. So if there's been some sort of dating rut you've been in, or some sort of love rut, relationship rut, any type of rut concerning your love life, this may help you clear this up. Another way this could manifest might be through revamping our looks. Venus and Uranus together can give us a sudden urge to revamp our aesthetic. And this is the one we want to do that on. The square, the opposition, the quincunx, any semi-sextiles, semi-squares, we don't want to do that. But when we get the sextiles and the trines, it's absolutely the green light to go and do something nice for yourself in terms of your looks. So this could be like updating your hair, your clothes, makeup, accessories, other beautifying methods, or just splurging on some nice things for yourself. And this could be your home. You might feel like it's time to reinvent certain things in your home, and you really want to switch up that aesthetic. Another way that this can manifest is through our professional lives. So for this reason, we may be in a space where we're wanting to advance. So we start looking at inventive ways to enhance our career, whether this is about going for a promotion, looking for a new job that's going to give you what you need, looking at building your own thing. And that could be going freelancy, starting your own business, or bringing in some extra income through side hustles. This may be a period where you're feeling like it's time for an upgrade. Also, with Venus and Uranus, I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but this pairing generally brings in surprises when it comes down to financial situations or anything surprising when it comes to Venus things. So this may be a day where you're having sudden luck in financial situations or romance. It could bring in unanticipated social situations. It could bring in unanticipated luck when it comes down to finances, unanticipated gain overall. So this is the unexpected stuff from Uranus that we absolutely want. But yeah, what a week. We are ending March, not quietly. So we basically went in like a lion and out like a lion with this month. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.